Welcome back on a Football Friday on the Junkies, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Joining our team right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy. He's an entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He's going to talk about Monsters, that's on Netflix, The Substance, starring Demi Moore and Megalopolis. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, my Papa Squeezies. How you guys doing?
Hello, so let's get Kevin. Megalopolis out of the way. That's a ridiculously long movie, right?
Nubalopolis.
Yeah, Megaflopolis.
Nice one. Good one.
Yeah, it's this is Francis Ford Coppola, obviously, like, you know, one of the greatest filmmakers in the history of movies. I mean, this guy did The Godfather trilogy, Apocalypse Now, The Conversation, Rumblefish, Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean, this guy, and that's what's fascinating to me. I guess I'll go backwards a little bit. So I don't know if you guys have heard the quotes from Tarantino over the past few years where he's talking about retiring after his 10th film. And to paraphrase kind of what he was talking about is this idea that once you get to a certain point in your career, maybe you should just stop because maybe you've made your best work and you don't want to make anything like that might be bad later on in your career. But the argument against that is you still have great filmmakers like Spielberg and Scorsese, and a lot of filmmakers are still making great films past their 10th film and way later in their career. And Coppola, who's 85 years old, has been making movies for over 60 years now. And I don't think he's made a great film in a long, long time, and, you know, in decades. And so it's one of those interesting concepts. I think Hitchcock.
So he lost his fastball, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's an interesting perspective. I don't think it applies to every filmmaker, but as I'm watching Megalopolis, I'm thinking to myself, as I'm sitting here staring at a Godfather poster while I'm talking to you guys, I'm like, how did that guy who made The Godfather make what I just watched? And Megalopolis is, it's ambitious. It's self-funded. I think he took out, I think it's like $120 million.
That's a horrible idea. I mean, I know he's got a lot of dough.
What's the movie about?
Yeah, so the basic concept of the film is it takes place in an imagined modern America, like set in a Roman theme. And basically you have Adam Driver's character, who's like this genius artist that wants to create like a futuristic world using like digital technology and all these things. And then you have the old school thinkers like Giancarlo Esposito and Dustin Hoffman's characters who want to keep things the same, keep building the cities with like steel and concrete. And so it's this juxtaposition between the old school and new school ways of thinking, and how we, you know, in our society, we, you know, sometimes the older school things still work. And so I think one of the things about the film that it tries to talk about is that idea. The problem is the film feels like it's like a table read for the first time with the actors. I felt like everything I was watching in the film felt like the actors were still trying to figure out what their character, who their character was. It just feels all over the place. It feels sloppy. It feels, it just feels almost irritating in a way. And one of the things that Francis Ford Coppola has talked about in his press is that a movie like this has never been made before. And he's 100% right. I've never seen anything like Megalopolis. And there are times in cinema where films have come out that were very different from anything that anyone has ever seen, and they were, you know, bashed by critics for the first release, and then years later they become masterpieces. And that's happened many times before.
You're creating excuses, Kevin.
That's not going to happen.
No, I'm not saying that'll happen here. I'm just saying that I've never seen anything like it, and I didn't like it. I thought the film was incredibly boring. I thought it was irritating. I thought it was sloppy, and that's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, how does the guy who made The Godfather and Apocalypse Now and all those great films I mentioned prior make this film? And that's why I'm so perplexed by it. Like, I don't really... Like, this guy clearly knows how to make movies. He's been making movies for 60 years. So that's what I find confusing. So
what's your official rating? Sounds like
I gave it
a one.
Two.
I mean, a two. You gave it a two.
Five.
Kevin, wow. who does their, I'm just being honest here. Who does their best work at 85 years of age?
I mean, it's interesting. Look right? at Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood's actually made some pretty solid films. Like I think he's in his 90s now.
He did make Sully The Mule recently, which I thought was pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah, and Sully. Sully was really good.
Sully was good.
Wasn't that a long time ago?
It might have been.
No, Sully was probably I don't know, 5-6 years ago, maybe. Like, oh, but I'm saying
more than that. Let me double check.
All right. So let's move on. Let's move on, because I just watched the trailer for The Substance. I hadn't heard of it. All right, The Substance starts Demi Moore. It looks like it's really good. Fill us in on The Substance.
This movie is one of the most insane experiences I've ever had in a movie theater. I saw it with a crowd, and the amount of people who were hiding their faces and just covering their mouths was incredible. So the story behind this film is basically this. Demi Moore is a famous actress, and in the film, her character is getting older, and she's being pushed out of Hollywood. But she used to be like the number one actress. Everybody wanted to work with her. And the movie is a commentary on essentially age and kind of how we age in life, but also in Hollywood, specifically for women, as women get older in the Hollywood system. How they're pushed out in a way, or the roles that they get are very different. And so the concept behind the film is Demi Moore's character is being pushed out, and she comes across this thing called the substance, where she can inject herself with this substance that essentially creates a younger, quote-unquote, better version of herself that can operate in the world alongside of her. I won't go into specific details, but it's a body horror film. So what I mean by that is this secondary person somehow comes out of her in a way, and is able to operate in the world. And Margaret Qualley plays that version of herself. And there's a bunch of rules that the movie sets up where, like, you can only be the younger version for 7 days, and you have to switch back to your regular self and then back and forth. But clearly, when you're dealing with something like this, you don't want to go back to your earlier, your older self if you're enjoying how your younger self is being perceived. So as you stay outside of the
boundaries, you know what it's reminding me of, Kevin, as you're talking about it, and maybe you can tell me if it's similar. I believe the movie was called Limitless with Bradley Cooper. Right, where he was taking the pill and he would get super smart, and then you want to take the pill more and more.
Right. And then the more you take the pill, the more it distorts your reality, and it becomes problematic. So in this case, essentially the secondary version of Demi Moore's character wants to stay younger for longer, which then messes up the system, which creates problems for the present day Demi Moore character. So it's a really wicked film. I'm trying to explain it vaguely, so I apologize if it seems a little confusing because I don't want to spoil anything, but the term body horror is what I want to use here, because the movie is nasty and really brutal in a way that, like, as each character abuses the substance on either side, it creates disturbing deformities in the characters, and it's really, really gross. But I thought it was really well directed. I thought it was really interesting in kind of how they use the editing. It's very Requiem for a Dream style, very quick cuts and just like disturbing images. But also, the movie to me is just a really interesting commentary on age. I think people seem to forget, like, in Hollywood, specifically for women, as women get older in the Hollywood system, it really is a very different perspective than what happens to men in Hollywood. You really see that women get different types of roles as they get older, and then specifically with Demi Moore, I don't know the exact specifics behind it, but I know that something she felt similar pressures as she was getting older as well. So I think the movie.
So what's your rating here? Should people see it?
Yes, it's absolutely incredible. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. I just want to warn people that this is a very disturbing and brutal body horror film. Like there are scenes where even I had to look away, and it is one of those films where you can't really explain it. Other than the fact that you've never seen anything like it, except for what JP is saying, you've seen concepts that are similar, but you've never seen anything taken to this extreme. But what I love about it is the commentary it has. And I think Demi Moore deserves an Academy Award nomination. I think she's brilliant. I think Margaret Qualley is brilliant. Dennis Quaid is incredible in the film. It's very well done.
All right. So last one that you wanted to talk about today, I believe, is on Netflix. It's the Menendez movie. Called Monsters.
Oh, my daughter's watching it. She's riveted to it.
Yeah, so I'm 3 episodes in. So I just finished talking to the cast this week, Javier Bardem and Chloe Savini, and then the two actors who play the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez, who were played by Cooper and Nicholas, and who I did not know this case that well. I knew of the concept of it. It was happened in 89, obviously, or 89 or 90. So I was like 5 or 6 years old. I'm sure you guys remember the case because, or Eric, you've been around for 80 years. So you definitely saw this. But I found, so there's two things I want to bring up about this show. One, I do find it interesting that we as a society are so fascinated by true crime and real life murder stories. I mean, this is the number one show on Netflix right now. And I think people liken it to the idea when you drive by a car accident and you can't not look. And I think we are, there's a psychological element to this idea that we want to watch things like this because it makes us question ourselves, who we are, our morals. But for people who aren't familiar with this, I'm sure everybody is, but the Menendez brothers killed their parents. And in the show, Javier Bardem and Chloe Savini play the parents. And it is a very disturbing, obviously, story, and it was a huge case back then. And obviously,
did they touch on their defense that they were sexually abused by their parents?
The whole show is really kind of about that. They do touch on that. So the concept of the show is the first episode you have the murder, and then it goes back. And back and forth and back and forth. And then the abuse that you're referring to, Eric, is part of the story, and they're trying to, you know, and that becomes a big question as to like what happened, what really happened, what led them to this. And you guys, I'm sure, are aware of some parts of the case, like, you know, after the murder, what happened. And
is it good, Kevin? We only have a minute here. Is it good? Yeah. And I would recommend on Netflix, Mr. McMahon. I've watched 4.5 episodes of that. That's really good. The wrestling documentary.
I think for me, I think the show is really well done, but I do think that there is something about this idea of watching these types of shows and why we're so interested in them, and it makes me feel a little strange that it's being served as quote unquote entertainment. You know what I mean? And like, and I think I will say this: the scene where the murder takes place is absolutely horrific, in terms of like it's shocking. I'll tell you guys this real quick before we go. The guy who plays Lyle Menendez, his name is Nicholas Alexander Chavez, and there's a sequence in the film where obviously they kill their parents, and when Nicholas was behind Javier Bardem's head to do the sequence where he shoots his father, he said that when he was filming it, the back of Javier Bardem's head reminded him of his own dad's head. So when he was shooting the scene, his wires got crossed, and it like he was almost thinking about his own father while he was playing in a role where his character was killing his father. And so if you watch that scene, look at his face, because a lot of that has to do with his own mindset. I mean, the scene is so graphic. And I've never seen anything really kind of that like that before, specifically the idea of two kids killing their parents. But the way it's portrayed in the show is very brutal. So just watch it with caution, but also think about the psychology as to why we're so fascinated by this. True crime is one of the biggest things right now.
Did they bring that up in their trial that they were sexually abused, or is that a later defense that they used?
I think that was in the trial. So I'm on episode 3 right now, so I haven't gotten to the trial yet. They just got to prison in the episode that I'm in. But I'm almost 99.9% certain that the abuse came up in the trial, because I'm almost certain it did. Again, I didn't follow the trial when it initially happened, so I'm kind of just watching it, and I'm kind of learning about it as I'm watching it, to be honest with you. So, I'm pretty sure that was a big part of the trial.
All right, Kevin, so it's Monsters on Netflix. You say it's really well done. Megalopolis, you called it sloppy, incredibly boring, gave it a 2 out of 5. But The Substance, you gave 4.5 with Demi Moore. All right, thanks, pal.
See The Substance in theaters. It's amazing. Yeah.
All right,
bye. Kevin McCarthy.
Happy weekend. Later.
From Fox 5. Coming up next, we're going to get into Commanders in Arizona to take on Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and the Cardinals as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.